News Talk 1370 WCOA and 104.9 FM, Pensacola's first radio station.
Welcome back. We're Pensacola Station, the very first one. This is where Pensacolians have gone for 98 years to find out what's happening in Pensacola. And this is Real News with Rick Outson, Cena Madison, and Walker Wilson. Thank y'all, everybody, for listening. The great thing that's going on in Pensacola now is we have new festivals being created every year. And they, once they get launched, they continue to grow. And we have such an opportunity every weekend for multiple things to go on, to be able to visit, you know, to taste a lot of what's happening in the community. This is one that I look forward to every year. It is the Gulf Coast Culture Festival, and we got Calvin Griffin on. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Man, you have, every year you get better at this. This continues to grow. Tell our listeners what you got lined up for this year.
Yeah, so Gulf Coast Culture Fest, it'll be taking place next Saturday, May 11th at Seville Square. It's a two-part festival during the daytime from 10 to 6. We'll have a whole bunch of different forms of live entertainment, vendors, and food trucks. And then followed by that, at 8 p.m., we're doing a short film festival called Film for the Culture Film Fest, where we'll be showcasing different short films from local filmmakers from the Gulf Coast and surrounding areas.
Yeah, and we've talked about this before, Calvin, is that we've got a lot of talent in this community, particularly with almost, you know, with the quality of cameras that are out there, and even with cell phones, that people are able to really do some really interesting short films, you know, on a variety of topics now.
That's true, yes. We have 11 films that will be playing. And they range from all types of genres, from comedy to dramas to suspense. And, they kind of cover a whole bunch of different topics. We have films from different backgrounds, from even had one submitted from Hong Kong. And so you'll get just a very diverse and eclectic taste of films and entertainment just throughout the whole day.
Now, is the festival free to the public?
It is. It is a free festival. So, yeah, so everyone come on out. It's family friendly. So, yeah, bring your family out, your lawn chairs, blankets. It's going to be a great day.
And you've got, you know, the part of this is also you've got a special charity that you're supporting with this.
Yeah, so each year we pick a 501c3 nonprofit to be our beneficiary. This year it would be We Rain Sickle Cell. I'm a local sickle cell organization that kind of spreads awareness about sickle cells and help different sickle cell patients within the Gulf Coast.
Well, great. All right, listeners, I'll get this up on the blog a little bit later today. You can Google it, Gulf Coast Culture Fest, and you'll be surprised at the lineup that they have. Calvin, thank you for coming on this morning.
Thank you for having me.